We have to acknowledge the fact that this was a special dispensation. Right from the beginning, these special dispensation permits were limited to 4 years. Clearly, they were trying to avoid a conflict with other laws that provide for almost a semi-automatic right that after 5 years, you do qualify to apply either for citizenship or for permanent residence. So there was some logic in which they reserved a right for themselves that these permits were limited to 4 years. Now, having said that, you also look at the fact that what are the reasons why people are here in South Africa? Some are here as economic refugees. Some are here because of the political turmoil we've been experiencing in Zimbabwe. Some are here specifically just because they are highly qualified individuals who market their skills anywhere else where they are rewarded better. So I think the minister is correct when he says maybe the political situation in Zimbabwe may improve and Zimbabweans may eventually want to go back to Zim. And there are many of them like that. My main worry would have been if he said, at some point, we will also send the 250,000 Zimbabweans back home.
Do you hope to seek audience with the minister to better work out this situation?
You know, Zimbabwe Migrants International is a very new organization, and I think that has to be pointed out. We are still putting our structures and everything in place. Some of us, we don't even fall under the special dispensation permit. We fall under other statutes. But it is just for the feeling that the discourse about Zimbabweans has been at a very low level. And it's about time that we actually jacked up the discussion about the conditions of the Zimbabwean migrants.